Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's the happy hour. I am your solo host today, Dom. I'm here with Fancy, Brian, and Evan, of course, our fair audience. Join us on the phones at your convenience. We order you to 844-967-2789. Lots going on today. Crudy's out doing some business. Thank you, Kristen Bry, for filling in for Crudy and the 1 hour that we both do. Very capable, very talented, very funny, Kristen. Brian, thank you so much for that. Brian, I heard a little bit of your conversation with Kristen towards the end of that hour, and I just want to respond briefly, talking about the Teflon. You know, is there going to be any comeuppance for these people who seemingly continually seem to get away with it? And you know, I can't help but think of course Al Capone or John Gotti. You know, John Gotti was the guy, Teflon Don. That's where it really came from. But ultimately, they got John Gotti, and John Gotti died in jail. And ultimately, they got Big Al, and Capone died a miserable death. Syphilis, I believe. But he also was convicted. And I truly believe that, you know, everybody is Teflon until they get caught, until they're convicted. You can say that about anybody in any circumstance. So while I can appreciate it and being the cynic that I am, you know, it's funny, I'm probably a little more optimistic than I heard you and Kristen being, because I do believe it took a long time for John Gotti to get, you know, justice served to him. It took a long time for Al Capone. As far as I know, you know, the only one who's really got away with it was D.B. Cooper. You know what I'm saying? The guy that jumped out of a plane in 1971 with, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash, and, you know, we've never heard from him since.
Little did he know he could make so much money on the royalties of all the shows that are basically devoted to D.B. Cooper.
So D.B. Cooper, maybe he got away with it. Probably not. But I think patience is certainly of the order. We need to let, you know, justice, you know, take its course. And I'm with you. I want to see this happen so much quicker than it is. I mean, as soon as we heard Trump say, "I need 11,780 votes," I was thinking to myself, how is the guy not picked up that very minute and charged? So I get the angst. I get the consternation that this is not moving fast enough. But I personally, and I would suggest that our audience, you know, be patient, have some faith in the system. You know, the system kind of held, you know, it didn't break. We're still here for this coup attempt brought upon us by Donald Trump and his Republican conspirators. But as this thing plays out, I think we need to remember and think about, you know, all the things that have happened in the past that ultimately a lot of the time, more often than not, those people get their due. And so I would just try to maintain a healthy, positive attitude in that regard. And karma's a bitch, folks. So one way or the other, they're going to get theirs. 844-967-2789. I want to get to a couple of headlines here, then we'll get to some callers. Raw story reported through the swamp on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. If you don't follow it, do it. Do so. Also on Twitter, at Devil Radio. Travis Geddes reporting. The House Select Committee will pause, I tell you, its public hearings until next month after receiving significant new evidence related to Donald Trump's effort to overturn his election laws. What? And I guess I kind of teased this the other day. My impression was that, you know what, they're going to have more. There's too much coming out. Well, now they're affirming that. They're pausing. They go on to say the panel will hold another hearing Thursday. That is tomorrow, folks, focused on Trump's pressure campaign against the Department of Justice. But Select Committee Chairman Benny Thompson told reporters on Wednesday the remaining hearings will be rescheduled for Friday. Let's just pause for a minute. When you try to put the screws to the Department of Justice, you know, I just don't know if that's the smartest thing to do. Even if you're head of the executive branch who oversees the Department of Justice, you know, those folks in particular are kind of finicky about laws. You know, it's the Department of Justice.
Well, when you run the White House like a business, you assume that the Department of Justice is just the legal arm of your corporation.
Yeah. Well, and they tried to have some of those folks in there, Clark, for example. Anyway, so we continue on with Benny Thompson. He's quoted... The panel is, oh, I'm sorry, this is Politico's Kyle Cheney reported this on his Twitter feed. The panel is reassessing its schedule after significant new tranches of evidence have arrived, including documentary footage, NARA productions, and new tips, said Kyle Cheney. Documentary, the footage, remember now, apparently some documentarian was embedded with the Trump family the night, the day of the insurrection. So I'm sure there's some fantastic raw footage, if nothing else, will show the mindset. And you think about what they're going to see on those recordings, and of course you tie it up with the timeline, and it's so much stuff to get through. Jamie Raskin has said after Wednesday's hearing that the committee was picking up new evidence on a daily basis with enormous velocity. And Rep. Stephanie Murphy said the schedule was fluid as committee members sorted the evidence and tried to determine which hearings it best fits. I mean, think about this. So you have like all these different little topics of what you're going to get to, and you get to just all this information. You got to slice it, dice it. You got to analyze it. You got to put it in the right spots, because ultimately this is about convincing the American people, and certainly about convincing the Department of Justice what went on was wrong, illegal, perhaps. Yes, of course. But we do need changes. And if this committee's role is to make sure that we have legislative adjustments based on what we see the weaknesses of the last election and coup attempt, this is certainly legitimate and righteous, and they should absolutely take all the time they need to get it right. A source familiar with the matter also said the committee was discussing the possibility of scheduling additional hearings, I told you so, to present some of the new evidence. Thompson has solicited testimony and other evidence during the public hearings and said that additional witnesses have come forward as a result. Most excellent. So tomorrow hearing still on. I'm not sure on the time, Brian. Do we get a confirmation on what time it's going to play out?
2 o'clock
Central time?
Yep. It'll be taking place during the Dueling Tangents.
Oh, man. And they're going to also probably bleed into some of our show,
yeah,
right?
Probably the first hour and a half of the show.
Well, I guess we'll have to be put on pause for history's sake. So make sure you tune in tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, on these fine stations to hear what is going on. Also, just want to throw this one out. Again, we'll get to some phone calls at 844-967-2789. Breaking news from the Washington Post. The Justice Department expands their January 6th probe with fresh subpoenas. Fresh subpoenas just dropped just about 4 o'clock Central Time. Federal agents investigating the attack on the Capitol on Wednesday dropped subpoenas on people in at least two states in what appeared to be a widening probe of how political activists supporting President Donald Trump tried to use invalid electors to thwart Joe Biden's 2020 electoral victory. Electoral victory? Are we sure? Are we sure, Ron Johnson?
Agents I heard it was a landslide.
Agents conducted court-authorized law enforcement activity Wednesday. Well, that's a nice way to put it. Court-authorized law enforcement activity. Wednesday at two locations, FBI confirmed to the Washington Post. One was at the home of Brad Carver, a Georgia lawyer who allegedly signed a document claiming to be a Trump elector. The other was the Virginia home of Thomas Lane, who worked in the Trump on the Trump campaign's efforts in Arizona and New Mexico. The FBI officials did not identify the people associated with those addresses, but public records list each of those locations as the home addresses of those men.
Hey, Dom, I'm going on vacation tomorrow, but like Ron Johnson, I would like to volunteer to deliver those subpoenas if there's any for any of the fake electors going back the other way for the ones in Wisconsin.
No, that was just an unnamed intern coffee boy. Oh, we'll get to Rojo today, too. I can't even, I mean, Rojo, oh, don't get me sidetracked. We only got so much time, and we got to get so much in. A little bit more here from the breaking news of the Washington Post. Again, this is a DOJ. More subpoenas being issued, executed on the false elector scheme. Separately, at least some of the would-be Trump electors in Michigan also received subpoenas Wednesday, according to a person who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing investigation. But it was not immediately clear whether that activity was related to a federal probe or a state-level criminal inquiry. Dana Nessel, come on, lay it down. So we don't know yet, but I mean, why not both? Why not both? The precise nature of the information being sought wasn't immediately clear. They previously said that the Justice Department and the FBI were examining the issue of false electors, whom Trump and others hoped would be approved by state legislatures in a last-ditch effort. Until now, however, those investigative efforts seem to primarily involve people talking to people in Republican circles who knew of the scheme and objected. The subpoenas issued on Wednesday suggest the Justice Department is now moving to question at least some of those who allegedly agreed to pursue the effort. Well, I know there's a whole bunch of those folks right here in the state of Wisconsin. Andrew Hitt, you know, the former head of the Wisconsin Republican Party, he's one of them. Hell, even the Wisconsin disgraced election commissioner, Bob Spindell, that guy, you know, this guy, he was one of them too. So no wonder why Republicans in the state of Wisconsin want to do away with the Wisconsin Election Commission. Well, in some respects, I do agree with at least one position of the six of the WEC that should be done away with. Spindell, maybe you're next. So let's remember, folks, this is the DOJ. This is not the J6, issuing subpoenas. This is the Department of Justice. They are further investigating the false elector scheme. Josh Call, Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin, maybe follow Dana Nessel's example on this, perhaps, and start digging into some of these issues. I'm sure if there's federal crimes, crimes being broken, alleged, there might be some state laws that were broken as well. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. It's the happy hour, a short segment for me. Hell, we're already 15 minutes into it. I want to get to some more headlines and, of course, some of your phone calls. Be patient, callers. We'll be with you soon. 844-967-2789.
Because you got nothing. You got nothing in court. You got nothing. Nothing. And if you were a man, you would have done it now. You don't got a thing.
You're under arrest, Trump.
Here endeth the lesson.